So my talk title today is Looking Ahead. I think this is a really important talk title, especially today and in today's world. So I have a story for you this morning. There's a 92-year-old man who was moving into a senior's home, and although he could see images, he was really considered legally blind. And his wife of 70 years had just passed, and a young nurse was guiding him through this new home for him, guiding him through the hallways. And she began to describe the details of the room that he was going to be living in. And she said, oh, it has a beautiful window, has a nice sofa, it has a desk where you can write. And right in the middle of her description of this new room that he was going to, he interrupted her and he said, oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. And the young nurse kind of laughed and said, sir, you haven't seen the room yet. Wait just a moment and we'll be there. And the elderly gentleman replied, no, whether I like the room or not doesn't depend on how the furniture is set or how it is arranged. It depends on how my mind is arranged. Oh, let's think of that. It doesn't matter how the furniture is arranged. It matters and depends on how our mind is arranged. Our looking ahead depends on our mind in arrangement. This is the way we should live. I love that story because it reminds us that pre-arrange our minds. I don't know about you, but I've made up my mind to enjoy this day. I've made up my mind to have a blessed year. How about you? This is the best talk I've ever given. Yes?
Yes.
As the room says. Life is so short. It's too short for anyone to live it sour, disgusted, or letting circumstance dictate our attitude. Every morning, it is up to each and every one of us to decide to live in faith, to live in trust, to be positive and to see good and to praise it, even to give praise before you see it. The man could have been sour because he had lost his sight and he just lost his wife. But he learned the secret. And the secret is every day he put on a fresh new attitude. Every day he arranged his mind to see the best of that day. And he made a choice to live from his higher wisdom self. And God was greater within than any other experience. Now let's take that in for a moment. Looking ahead, pre-paving, setting the tone of how we will walk, not only this day, but for this whole year. We each have a choice as to how we will live and how we will live in it. What choice will you make? All healing is at the level of our minds first. Please hear that. All healing is at the level of our minds, is in our thinking, in what we believe. As we believe, so shall it be. Now, we hear that. However, I'm going to invite each one of us to take this to a new level. As we believe, so shall it be. Then the result shows up. The key to success is to change our mind. I don't know about you, but that sounds kind of easy, doesn't it? And yet, it's asking us to rearrange our mind if we wish to see changes in our life. Changing our mind about the world, about the world we live in is the only thing that will actually, in my opinion, change our world. Looking ahead. I'm sure most of you heard the inauguration this last week. And the young woman, Amanda Gorman, I think blew all of our socks off. She certainly did mine, 22 years old. And I took just part of her talk from this week to share with you. So while once we asked how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe, now we assert how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us. We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be. A country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation. Ah, 22 years old tells us to rearrange our mind, to realize that whatever's going on in our life, there is something greater for each one of us, that there is a greater sense of freedom when we stop and claim it and accept it for ourselves. All healing is at the level of our mind first, our vision, our ability to see something greater taking place. And right now, I don't know about you, but we are each being asked to see something greater in so many areas of our lives. So let's stop and hold the vision of the greatness that we wish to walk into tomorrow or today. And then expect and accept the results to show up. I plan on doing that. How about you? First, we have to change our thinking. We have to change where our vision goes and what we look at and what we keep repeating. Changing our mind about the world is the only thing that will actually change the world we live in, whether it's our personal world or the whole world. And it will change our experience of it, of whatever is going on. To see unity in our world, we focus our attention on healing old beliefs that separate us from spirit. When we see only what's wrong, it immediately separates us from the Spirit of God that lives within us. And we have to each refuse to energize any belief in separation from our good or the good of others. Oh, let's take that in and breathe for a moment and realize that the good that we are desiring for ourselves, we want for each other. We look ahead seeing greater good for us all. I'm willing to see myself in perfect unity with all of life. Are you? I choose to see peace and prosperity and health. Will you see that with me? Looking ahead means we each embrace a simple message of being aware of our inner world, being aware of what's going on with us. And this begins with practicing the awakening of our own soul. That sacred and holy place that lives within, the sacred center of self. And I've talked about this a lot. It's the place within each and every one of us that has never been harmed nor hurt by no matter what's going on. There's a powerful place in you and in me. And in that sacred center of self, and knowing that, we have to expect a miracle. And a miracle is just seeing a greater truth beyond what's happening. Every week before Tony and I start our day, and we always start our day with prayer, before we do that, we ask each other, what's your miracle? Sometimes we have to think, well, let me think, what's my miracle? But mostly, we both have a miracle that has taken place in our life that we are proud of, that we can share with each other. And Tony and I are training ourselves to expect miracles. Are you willing to do the same? Yes. Because you see, where we put our attention, there we get more of. I know we've heard this many times. Every day. What's your miracle today? My miracle is, as I said, I've got four people here with me. Thank you, Peter, Emma, Marianne, Julie, and Jeff. Thank you. I invite you to do the same. I invite you to expect magic and miracles to happen. Look for it. As you open your world of to a world of unlimited possibilities, magic happens. Because as we ask, we do receive. And so when we find ourselves in difficulties, we want to stop and say, okay, God, I need some help here. Show me something greater than what I'm seeing. This is not a sleight of hand miracle or magic, or magical tricks. It's an absolute knowingness that something good is coming in. It is the magic of the soul that lives in you and lives in me. It's the magic of the soul in true spiritual alchemy. The art of transforming the world of form through the power of spirit. That's what spiritual alchemy is. When we can change how we perceive life to be and how life is for us. It can and does change. It works because you got to work it. It works by opening to our personal spiritual self. We each create magic in our everyday lives. We just have to count the magic that's taking place. At times, we're going to make mistakes. I certainly do. In times, it's sometimes what we do. But we can't stop at the mistake. It's time to go forward more. How we respond is the question we ask ourselves today. How are you going to respond to your mistake? Here's what I did recently. Recently, I made a really big mistake. And it was early in the morning. And it was a mistake in my finances. And as I sat there, and I was working on a computer, and I made this big mistake. And I knew better, but I didn't do better. Anybody? And I sat there, and I thought about it, and at first I wanted to cry a lot. Then I wanted to call Rick, but I knew if I called Rick, he would have said, I told you, you're supposed to, you know, that wasn't a good idea. And then I started to shame and blame myself like I used to do. And then I had to stop. I had to stop and say, that's what I have done before. Now I knew that I had to call this company and confess to my mistake. So I started the phone call. And on the phone it said, you have 10 minutes before we'll answer your call. And I go, okay. I have 10 minutes. What are you gonna do in those 10 minutes, Maggie? Now you could cry. You could shame and blame yourself. Or you could breathe and go into God. Now, I have to tell you that I would like to say I always do this when this happens. However, up until that point, I haven't. But I got to see all those different places that I used to go. And so I sat there for 10 minutes breathing in to that sacred and holy place that I talk about with you all the time. Breathe in. And so as I sat there breathing in, finally within 10 minutes, this very nice man got on the phone. And I confessed as to what I had done. And he says, don't worry about it. He said, a lot of people do that. Well, right there, I felt pretty good. He said, within a half hour to an hour, I'm good. I will fix it for you. I said, I will never make that mistake again. And so I thanked him. And I went back to do sit where I always sit and read. And this book, Putting Prosperity Idea to Work, the class has been just temporarily, we'll do it later because we didn't have enough people at this time. And I told you last week that this book is just not about prosperity. Really what it's about is how we allow God to work every day in our lives. And it just so happened after that event, and I was really proud of myself that I hadn't gone down that path of hopelessness and fear. And I turned to page 115 and I started to read. And I want to read it to you this morning. I am with all those who do things that cannot be done. This is have faith of God. It's called have faith of God. Not faith in God, but faith of God. And you'll find out more in a minute. I am with all those who do the things that cannot be done. I am the power that moves mountains of difficulties, uncovers secrets, lightens burdens, penetrates mysteries, heals disease, spans rivers, opens heaven, solves problems, demagnetizes evil, purifies consciousness, balances life, clarifies vision, destroys ignorance, builds fortune, overcomes lack, demonstrates riches and strengthens purpose, gives direction and empowers thought, fulfills desire and stimulates income. I am a friend to all men and women and an enemy to none. I am a go-getter, producer, booster, and an optimist. I recognize no barrier, no limitation or obstacle. I know no defeat. I always get what I go after. I succeed when everyone else fails. I overcome every adverse condition and conquer all difficulties. I accomplish everything I set out to do. I am self-faith. Hear that word. The moment I hit that one, after what had conspired early that morning, I just started to cry. I have self-faith. Now, what does that mean? That means that I have faith in myself, that there is this holy place within me, that God and I are unified. I am self-faith. When I have faith in that inner wisdom self that will be there answering me, guiding me, breathing in. It says, he goes on to say, if I didn't say so, it's Putting Prosperity Idea to Work by Robert Russell. You really want this book. I'm going to take the class when I do have it. And he goes on to say, faith is the cup we hold up to the universe to be filled. Hear that. Faith is the cup we hold up to the universe to be filled. It is the measure of our acceptance and our belief. We receive what we ask. And then he goes on and he says, are you discouraged? I was that morning. Are you ready to give up? I almost did. Remember that it is the last blow that splits the rock. The last blow that splits the rock. If God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is God that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is God in me, in you, than he that is in the world. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what's taking place, Let's rearrange our thinking at this beginning new year. Let's call ourselves back to the breath, breathe into that sacred and holy place, and be reminded that there is a power for good that serves you, serves me. We're the ones that have to rearrange our thinking. You willing to do that? I am. It really works. I cried half of the morning because I realized when we cry like that, we really are releasing those barriers of our belief. And I don't know about you, but we have to stop and cry every once in a while, because we can't carry this world, these things that are going on by ourselves. We've got to breathe into that sacred and holy place and allow the fullness of God to be revealed. So let's take a breath and breathe in to this prayerful time. We recognize there's only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing essence by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. It is here, it is now. It is in this very room. It is everywhere present. And so we stop in this moment and we breathe into that sacred and holy place. And we're reminded in this moment that we are never alone, that the love and the light and the glory of God is always with us. It's up to each one of us to stop and to partner with it and to give it room to expand within us, to walk with us, to guide us through every difficulty and every situation. Okay, God, guide me in this. Walk with me here. Open the door. Whatever it is, start first with the God of your soul. Knowing and accepting that right where you are, God is mighty and powerful. And where there is a need for a physical healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God. Where there's a sense of exhaustion, I know and accept that the life and the love that lives within you will lift you up beyond conditions and situations and renew your physical body, renew your soul, and refresh you. I know and accept that these people in your life that are needing prayer, bring them to mind now, knowing right where they are, God is. That the power and the presence and the grace of God is working in and through your loved ones. We see it, we feel it, we know what's taking place, and we trust in the divine within each and every person to awaken greater, to be their inner guide, to be their inner champion, as we allow it to be there for us. And so we willingly and lovingly walk into the mystery and the miracles of God's love, greater this day than ever before. As I release this, my sacred and holy word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that receives it, that receives it, that receives it, and acts upon it through and for each and every one of us. As we ask, so we do receive. We give thanks for that. We let it be so. And if you like to join me, please join me. And so it is. Amen.